And right now, ladies and gentlemen, he is the new Mr. Las Vegas. And his I Be Thinking show at the Flamingo Hotel is the best 10 p.m. show on the Vegas Strip and has been voted so year after year. We're going to see him soon at the Hoodie Awards, but he's joining us today to update us on his Vegas show and some other projects. Please welcome to the show my buddy, Mr. George the Fool Wallace.
Good morning.
How y'all doing today?
What's up, boy?
I told you about calling me boy. Listen, you know, you're going to get an ass whipping. I'm an old man now. You can't call me boy, Tommy. That's why we call you nephew.
Yeah, that's what Tommy always do that. We want to call people boys and stuff. I tell him that all the time, George. George, what you now, about 74?
Steve Harvey? Don't make me come to this line and whoop your ass.
He said he was an old man. That's the number for me.
Listen, I may be an old man, but I can tell you one thing. I heard you talking about something this morning. I think it was called gotavote.org. We gotta vote this time.
Yeah.
We need to vote on the Supreme Court till we got to get somebody black in that Supreme Court. Don't you think so?
Yeah, cause Thomas ain't.
If he don't vote on this health care thing, I'm gonna start writing some jokes about it. Cause he's from Georgia. I'm trying to hold up for him, you know. We need his health care. And I'm saying, I talked to President Obama this morning. I was talking to him. And I was telling him about
just a damn lie.
You talked to him this morning?
He chopped it up with the president.
Good hell, well, you boy.
We was talking about this health care program. And I told him, I said, Mr. President, I am very happy we have this health care, what we have now. And I'm not like other people. See, I be thinking. That's the name of my show, I be thinking. Uh-huh. And Steve, I'm taking advantage of it already. Already. I went to the hospital last week. I got a pap smear. I'm getting every damn thing.
Okay.
I ain't mad at you, George.
Next week, I'm going to get a hysterectomy. I'm getting every damn thing they got. I might get an abortion. I'm going to get every damn thing I got.
Oh, my God. George.
Hey, Shirley.
Yes.
Carla, y'all think I'm kidding. When I was at the house, I even bought me a brand new catheter.
You know what?
Hey, George, just to try.
Steve, I'm peeing right now.
George.
Oh, man.
We need this health care. This Supreme Court is going to make a decision. And I hope they don't make this. I hope they do the right thing.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
Well, I hope so, too. But, you know, this party is so politically charged with bipartisanship.
Totally.
That they are absolutely dead set on voting down anything that this president presents, even knowingly. That is for the good of the country. That it will benefit the most of the Americans. The people who are voting against health care have health care. Suppose we passed a law that says all senators and all congressmen no longer had health care. Do you know the fight that would be on our hands to try to pass that bill? But they can easily say, well, we don't think all of you should have health care.
I talk about it every night. They've got the best health care in the world. Mm-hmm. Let's take that away from them. They'll see how it feels. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, right. That's right.
I'm tired of the courts. I don't even like courts. Even the McDonald's, the mothers. You heard about the mothers suing McDonald's because the kids are fat?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who drove them up there?
How'd they get there?
They need to sue these mothers. Got these fat kids. These kids are so fat now because they don't do anything. Even the birthday parties. Steve, you got kids? I know you do, but some of these people are spending $3,000, $5,000 for birthday parties, Shirley.
That's a lot of money, don't you think so? Yeah,
now,
I do.
Steve, you know, when we had a birthday growing up, what did your mom give you? A piece of cake and some Seal Test ice cream and get your ass out this house.
Go play.
Go play.
Yeah.
One balloon.
They had to call us in the house. It'd be dark.
These fat kids,
I'm going to talk about all that stuff, but I can't wait till y'all get here in August for the Hoodie Awards.
Yes.
Hey, man, George, I tell you, man, when you're at the Hoodie Awards, you lay us out every year, man. You come onto that show and you really bring something to the show. We've got some clips that we run. Your highlight reel, boy. We should give you this highlight reel. George, you could play it on your 10 p.m. show and just sit in the audience with them and just be laughing at your own ignorant ass.
I know they just call me ignorant ass.
Yeah, I did.
But I'm gonna be talking about it because we're gonna have a good time, and I hope Tiger Woods come back with me. I had him with me about a month ago. I took him up to the Mandalay Bay where the show used to be, and I got him the best 12 hookers in town and got him back on his old routine.
Get his swag back.
You won that damn tournament, didn't you?
I want to bring him back. I told him, this is it. Get you on your old routine. Start knocking these hookers out.
Hey, man, let me say this.
Crazy.
On next Sunday, I got to plug this, July 7th.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be performing live in Los Angeles.
No, July 1. This coming Sunday, July 1.
Oh, July 1. Oh. 7 on the paper. Yeah. I'm sorry.
July 1st. Okay.
My daughter works for, you know, Monica. She works. She, that's my daughter.
Yeah, that's her. That's her. She's
it's July 1.
She's normally efficient, though.
Well, it's probably a 1, and you probably just read it as a 7.
Hey, George, you don't tell me what the hell I said. It's a 7 on the damn paper.
You getting old. Sometimes one of your eyes going one way and one going the other way.
Hey, George, for real, that has happened to me several times. Hey, man, so you're going to be at our boy spot. You're going to be live at the J-Spot Comedy Club.
Steve, it's something I've never done, but you know me, I like to give back to the community. And I said, I'll come over there, but tickets can only be $20. Can you believe that?
Oh, okay.
Wow. That's good.
$60 off. That's $60 off what my ticket is in Las Vegas.
What'd you say? That's $60 off. And you ain't lying.
Listen, if you live in Los Angeles, you need to come to the show. I mean, there's only about 6,000 seats in this club. So you need to call and make your reservation now.
And after that.
Boy, you messed me up for a minute. I said 6,000.
Why, really?
You got to do it, huh?
J-Spot got 6,000 damn chairs, and I got to go out there.
You're the J-Spot, baby.
And I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to tweet me. Yeah, y'all tweet me, too. I'm tweeting y'all. Y'all tweet me.
Okay.
Mr. George Wallace, I need more followers.
Okay.
And I want 100,000 people to tweet me today.
All right.
At Mr. George Wallace. But Sunday, we're going to be at the J-Spot in Los Angeles. But we want
J-Spot, that's J. Anthony Brown's Comedy Club, y'all.
Yeah, with his punk ass. I can't stand him. Never did like him. Don't like his family. Don't like nobody. I got to give back to the community. You know what that's all about. That's what the Hoodie Award's about, giving back to the community.
That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, George, we'll see you.
When the hoodie come out here, we need a new category. I'm going to talk about that when you get here. We need the best pimp and the best hoe category.
Really?
I'm with it, George.
Really, George?
I'm with it.
We need the best funeral home. We need to get some junk like that, too, all that stuff. Let the dead people talk.
Let the dead people talk.
It's so crazy.
But I'll see you Sunday. And I'll see y'all at the Hoodie Awards. That's the whole weekend.
All right, boy.
Don't bring no clothes. Don't y'all bring no clothes out here. All those suits you got, Steve, leave them at home. It's hot as hell out here.
We love you, boy.
Love you.
Take care, George.
There's absolutely nothing you're going to buy the collar. Shirley, see y'all. Bye.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.